Dreamscape Presents School Spirits by Rachel Hawkins. Narrated by Chris Dukart. Chapter 1. Killing a vampire is actually a lot easier than you'd think. I know movies and TV make it look really hard, like if you don't hit the right spot, it won't work. But the truth is, those are just rumors spread by vampire hunters to make themselves seem tougher. If everyone knew how easy it actually is to kill a vamp, there wouldn't be so many movies and TV shows and stuff. All it takes is a wooden stake and enough pressure to send it through the chest cavity. Doesn't really matter if you hit the heart or not. See? So easy. But capturing a vampire, yeah, that's a little bit tougher.
Just hold still,
I mumbled around the tiny flashlight in my mouth. I was straddling the vamp's chest, my right hand holding a stake poised over his heart, my left clutching a little piece of paper with the ritual on it.
Release me, mortal,
the vampire cried, but his voice broke on the last word, kind of ruining the dramatic effect.
My brothers will be here soon, and we will bathe in your blood.
I spit out the mini flashlight and it landed on the hardwood floor with a clink. Pressing the stake closer, I leaned over him. Nice try. We've been watching you for a week. You're working this town solo. No nest in sight. Nest is what vampires call both their houses and the group of fellow vampires who are basically their roommates. I thought it was a pretty dorky name, but then a lot about vampires is dorky. This one was especially bad. Not only was he rocking the gelled hair, he'd moved into the one creepy pseudo-